الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. Just a little muzakara, a reminder for all of us. Muzakara is an Arabic word which means from both sides. It's not only from one side, to remind all of us. First, we should make shukr to Allah tabaraka ta'ala for giving us this opportunity of coming out in His path and with the niyat of learning the deen and the deen in its entirety. Deen, one is the picture of deen and one is the reality of deen. The picture of deen, alhamdulillah, we have got, but we must get the reality also. We know just the picture is nothing. Like here in front of me are these flowers on this frame here, but they are just, it's a picture, it's not the reality. You won't get the fragrance from that, and the effect of this, everything has got certain effects. Whatever, every leaf, every flower, every blossom, every root, every branch, every twig has got some benefit in it and something. But that is the original, the real, not just the picture of it, not the imitation of it. So we mustn't just have imitation deen, we must have the real deen. And that is what is going to count by Allah Ta'ala. As Allah says in the Quran Sharif, at the time of maut, وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ, what is in the heart is going to be taken out, not just what is on the tongue. So we have to get the reality of deen, and Allah has brought us out for that effort, to get the reality of deen. Otherwise, outwardly, a man wears kurta, topi, beard, mashallah, everyone says he's nice, he's a man in sunnah. And that's a very great thing to get that title, that you remain in sunnah. But the reality of sunnah is something very, very great still. Or a woman, she's in a cloak, even if it's a tight-fitting cloak with so much of bead work, so much of attraction on it, but everyone feels that she's in deen, she's in burqa. If we are making namaz, even more, but it might be just an outward namaz, a physical namaz. Our body is in namaz, but it's not a spiritual namaz. Our heart is not connected with Allah. So that is what we have to acquire. The knowledge of deen, we will get from madrasas, we will get from Darul Ulooms, we will get from CDs, we will get from internet, we will get from kitabs, etc. That's the knowledge of deen. Though it's the proper, how to get the proper knowledge, that's also something else. We must get not just outward knowledge also, we must get genuine knowledge. One knowledge is that which just remains on the tongue and in the mind. And one knowledge is that which goes in the heart. That is the knowledge. And for that, the correct method do we have to use also. Anyway, then to practice on that knowledge. That is the next thing. And that we will get like a person who stays in a Darul Uloom. Then that is why we have the Darul Iqama, the boarding. The boarding is not just a facility for students to stay. The boarding is actually the Khanqa wing of the Darul Uloom, where students stay there. They are made to make five times namaz, to dress Islamically, to live Islamically. They are encouraged, they are reminded, they are monitored with regard to that. So that is really the khanqa aspect, the tarbiyat. And for the masses, for the general public, Allah has given us in our times this great work of tabligh and da'wat. By going out in jamaat also, a person then, the amal comes in his life. We find so many people who weren't making namaz, start making namaz. People who were not in sunnah dressing came into sunnah dressing. How many women came into burqa, etc., started making parda. But so that is the next stage. But then the life must come in there. That is what is required. The spirituality, the essence, the insight must also become alive. Maulana Ubaidullah Balyawi rahmatullah alayh was a great alim who was in the markaz for very many years from the time of Maulana Yusuf rahmatullah alayh. On one occasion he said, I've heard this example I'm giving many, many times from Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi rahmatullah alayh, who was what a great alim. He said, though I have not read it anywhere in the kitab, but I've heard it many times from Maulana Yusuf. What was this example? That there were three people who were going on a journey. They camped at a place to stay the night over. So they said that it's a strange place. We don't know what's happening around here. One of us should stay awake and guard over the others. And they divided the night into three parts. That one person will guard while the other two sleep. And when his time is over, he'll wake up the next person who they made mashura about, and he'll go and sleep, and that person will guard. Like that the whole night. So the first person who was supposed to stay awake, he stayed awake, he's guarding. So he thought to himself, I've got nothing to do, just to be awake and just guard over here. And he was a person who was a sculptor. That means makes like statues, the forms of people. So he said, don't waste my time, let me make a body. Let me sculpt out something. So he made the body of a young girl. He made this body, it stood there. His time came to sleep, so he went and sleep. Then the second person came, and he was a tailor, and he was a jeweler as well. So he said, oh, what is this? A young girl here, but naked, no clothes, nothing. And a girl is naked by clothes also and by jewelry. Natural instinct in girls, women to have jewelry. So he thought, let me put on clothes, sew clothes for this girl. I'm staying awake as it is, and let me put jewelry. And there were four people. The second one was a tailor. The third one was a jeweler. So the tailor put on the clothes when he went and sleep. Then the third one got up and he saw, here's a girl, she's got clothing but no jewelry, girl must have jewelry, so he put on jewelry for her. Then he woke up the fourth one, he was some Allah wala, he was a Sufi, so he says, such a beautiful girl, dressed so well, so much jewelry but no life in her. So he made dua to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah put life in her. So there's an example, so Allah put life. So like that, our deen also. We have the knowledge of deen, like many, who doesn't know five times namaz is farz, but who makes five times namaz? Who doesn't know lying is haram? Who doesn't know backbiting is haram, but we're involved in it? Who doesn't know that to look at other, for men to look at other women with lustful glazes, or for women to look at men is haram, but it's happening? So the knowledge is not enough, then you need the amal. And then finally you need the life in that body. And that is what is the work of Khanqa and Tasawwuf, and for what we have come out. So we should keep that in mind, and that is what we have to work towards. Outward amal also we have to have. But the real thing is to get the essence, to get life. Our zikr must be with concentration. Our namazes must be with concentration. So much mashallah, and we can only praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many of our brothers write that they have all the time the conscience of Allah? Our sisters write that they have all the time the conscience of Allah. So that is what must be developed. So much so that when we are eating, when we are looking at our baby, then at that time also, in fact we are in our homes, women are in their homes, that Allah gave a comfortable home, all our needs are being fulfilled, all that, then the thought must come, Ya Allah, shukr, you gave me all this. How many millions of people haven't got a slice of bread to eat? How many millions of people haven't got a shelter over their head? They are living in a swelling heat. They are living in extreme cold. They haven't got a toilet to go to. The toilet also we must make so much shukr. We go to a toilet, clean, tidy toilet. We don't realize it, but what a ni'mat of Allah. And this a person realizes when he's desperately in need of a toilet. And at that time if he does, not only does there is a toilet, but there's somebody else in. And that person is taking long. And you have got an emergency. Now, at that time you realize. So all these ni'mats, a person, the thought must come, Ya Allah, you gave this to me. And I'm not worthy of it. All this you gave to me. When we are eating, what and what we don't eat. We have starters, we have savouries, then we have how many course meal we have. Then it just doesn't end. Then some fruit is coming, then some ice cream is coming, then some tea is coming, then some biscuits are not coming to an end. How much shukr mustn't we make to Allah Ta'ala? So this realities must come into us. Together with that, we must live nicely with our sisters who are all together. We are all, some of us are strangers to one another. Some of us have come first time, and always to look after the newcomers. The first time I went to Nizamuddin Markaz, it was about before Fajr time we reached, Maulana Musa Samrodi, Damat Barakatuhum, was there. Immediately he came, he presented some tea, biscuits, etc. I felt very bad also, such a great alim, he's making my khidmat. The next day, then he told me, now you no more a guest, now you the host. Now whoever new you come, you must entertain them. They trained me up the first day. Now, and you see anyone new, you go and buy tea, get biscuits, and you host the person. So like that, new sisters, host them, be good to them, make them feel welcome. They mustn't feel out of place. To be very careful that is they are still new. Don't reprimand them or anything, tolerate them. And once we are here, we are now old, then now we must look after the new ones. We must go out of our way. The old sisters, for the new sisters, give them a little gift also. But the minute they are here one day, they now old. So they must now, any new sisters come, local town ladies come, treat them in a nice way, etc. And try and make them feel comfortable, make them feel very wanted, etc. And that is really the jazba of deen. Not only to make them feel, actually we need them. That for deen's sake, we need everyone. And our success, how many more people we can win over to deen. So we must keep this in mind, inshallah, and stay nice with our sisters, accommodate, tolerate. And the people that we are staying at, we must also appreciate they have opened their house to us. We know a particular woman, how even she'll shout her children, this thing you didn't put right. Why you put that out of place? Why you messed here? So woman, every woman, her house is her palace. And she doesn't like it to be interfered. But they went out of their way. They opened their hearts. They opened their doors for us. We mustn't take advantage of it. We mustn't misuse it. They put it for us to use. We will be eating here, we'll be sleeping, we'll be going toilet, we'll be doing everything, but use everything as it's supposed to be used. Try not to upset things. And we mustn't interfere with people's affairs. We are sleeping in their bedrooms, don't open their cupboards, don't open the drawers. We go to the bathroom, don't go and open drawers. We got no right to interfere in the privacy of people. It's their right, it's their privacy. So we must respect all that. Stay nicely, try and keep the toilet clean and tidy. And not only clean and tidy, but very important, dry also. Because many of us, if we just see water around, we feel awkward. Especially the floor place around the basin. Some places we saw they keep a piece of cloth by the basin. The minute you finish use, then wipe out on top. So that the next person comes, he finds it nice and clean and tidy. So we must keep that in mind. And we must realize that we are how many sisters? 15, 20 sisters. And like our 10 fingers, all are different. We are also all different. Somebody got some other tabiat. Somebody got some other nature. We must try and accommodate also. And also try and respect the feelings of the next person. So the house we're staying in, the house people, we must show appreciation also. And express and say Jazakallah. And not just superficial plastic on top, but from our heart appreciate. Imagine if we came here and we had no place to stay. And we are tired also. And people are not opening their doors for us. What should be our condition? Today we feel we can go to some B&B, bed and breakfast. But there, you don't get that warmth that we are getting here, etc. And those places, they are not really so comfortable also. Yeah, mashallah, how everything, the bedrooms, the beds, everything is ready for us. So we must appreciate and make Allah shukr for all this. So inshallah, keep these few things in mind. Make muzakara of what we discussed yesterday, the day before also, and keep our maqsad and our object in mind all the time. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana, anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.